Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm your host, Eric Wagoner, and today I'll be reading The Wolf and the Seven Young Kids. Once upon a time, there was an old goat who had seven young kids, and she loved them as any mother loves her children. One day, she decided to go into the forest to fetch some food. So she called all seven of them to her and said, "Dear children, I'm going into the forest, and I want you to be on your guard against the wolf. If he gets in here, he'll eat you all up, skin and bones. That villain often disguises himself, but you can recognize him right away by his gruff voice and black feet."
"Dear mother," the kids said, "we'll take good care of ourselves. Just go and don't worry about leaving us here."
The old goat bleated and went on her way with an easy mind, but it was not long before someone knocked at the door and called out,
"Open up, dear children. Your mother's back and has brought you something for each one of you."
But the kids knew it was the wolf by his gruff voice.
"We're not opening up," they cried out. "You're not our mother. She has a lovely soft voice, and yours is gruff. You're the wolf."
The wolf went away to a shopkeeper and bought a big piece of chalk, which he ate, and it made his voice soft. Then he returned, knocked at the door, and called out,
"Open up, dear children. Your mother's back and has brought something for each one of you."
But the wolf had put his black paw on the windowsill, and when the children saw it, they cried out,
"We're not opening up. Our mother doesn't have a black paw like yours. You're the wolf."
The wolf ran to a baker and said,
"I've stubbed my toe. Put some dough on it for me."
After the baker covered his paw, he ran to the miller and said,
"Sprinkle some white flour on my paw."
The miller thought, "The wolf wants to trick someone." So he refused. But the wolf said,
"If you don't do it, I'll eat you up."
This frightened the miller, so he made the wolf's paw white. Yes, indeed, that's the way people are. Now the villain went to the house for a third time, knocked, and said,
"Open up, children. Your dear mother's back and has brought something from the forest for each one of you."
The kids called out, "First, show us your paw so we know that you're really our dear mother." He put his paw on the windowsill, and when they saw that it was white, they believed him and opened the door. Yet who else but the wolf stepped inside? The kids were terrified and tried to hide themselves. The first kid ran and jumped under the table, the second into the bed, the third into the oven, the fourth into the kitchen, the fifth into the cupboard, the sixth under the wash basin, and the seventh into the clock case. However, the wolf began to find them and make short shrift of them. He swallowed one after the other down his throat, but he was unable to find the youngest in the clock case. When the wolf had satisfied his desire, he tottered off, lay down beneath a tree on a green meadow, and fell asleep. Shortly after, the old goat came home from the forest, and oh, what a sight met her eyes! The door to her house was wide open. The table, chairs, and benches were turned over. The wash basin lay on the ground in pieces. The cover and pillows were stripped off the bed. She looked for her children, but they were nowhere to be found. Finally, when she got near the youngest, she heard a soft voice calling,
"Dear mother, I'm in the clock case."
She drew him out, and he told her that the wolf had come and had eaten up all the others. Well, you can imagine how she wept over her poor children. At length, she went outside, still grieving, while the youngest kid ran beside her. When they reached the meadow, they found the wolf snoring so loudly that the tree branches above him were trembling. She examined him from all sides and saw that something was moving and wriggling in his stuffed stomach. "Oh, God," she thought, "could it be that my poor children that he gobbled up for his supper are still alive?" She sent the little kid home to fetch scissors, needle, and thread. Then she cut the monster's belly open, and no sooner did she make the first cut than a kid stuck out his head. As she cut some more, all six of them jumped out, one after the other. They were all still alive and had not suffered the least bit of harm, for the monster's gluttony had been so great that he had swallowed them whole. What joy there was! They hugged their dear mother and hopped about like a tailor at his own wedding. But the old goat said, "Now go and look for some stones in the field. We'll fill the godless beast's belly with them while he's still asleep." The seven kids quickly fetched some stones and put as many as they could into his stomach. Then the old goat sewed him up again with such speed that he did not notice a thing, nor did he even stir. When the wolf had slept to his content, he stood up, and since the stones in his stomach had made him very thirsty, he wanted to go to a well and have a drink. However, as he began to walk, he swayed back and forth, and the stones in his body knocked against each other and rattled. Then he cried out, "What's that in my belly rumbling? Could it be my bones are crumbling? 6 little kids I thought I ate. They're more like stones with all their weight." When he reached the well and leaned over to drink the water, the heavy stones pulled him in, and he was drowned in a miserable way. Upon seeing this, the 7 kids ran up to the well and cried aloud, "The wolf is dead! The wolf is dead!" Then they took their mother and danced for joy around the well. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other episodes, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.